You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Ken Davenport here with the Producer's Perspective Podcast, episode number 239. And it's a very special episode of the Producer's Perspective Podcast. This one goes out to all my graduating theater makers out there. I've got a special message just for you. So if you're a senior graduating this year, this podcast is for you. If you know a senior graduating this year, share this podcast with them. Here comes my special message just for you.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
I wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So it's June, everybody, and you know what that means. It's graduation time for high schools, college students, graduate students. Even my two-year-old graduated this year. This is when high schools, colleges, even these prep schools are sending their students off to their next stage. Yes, pun very much intended. And from what I'm hearing from the theater students who I've spoken to lately, well, they feel a little weird because they don't know what to do next coming out of a period when there was no theater. I mean, I can't imagine being a student right now, period, never mind being a theater student, and going into an industry that has been shut down for 15 months. In fact, one student Facebooked me literally and said this, "What the F do I do now?" That's what they said. So, which is why I've heard this from so many people, and I have this philosophy in my life. When I hear the same question from more than three people, then I know I actually haven't done enough to answer that question. This theory of three questions is something I developed when I was a company manager. When I used to get three questions from my actors, stage managers, stagehands, about travel or housing or house seats, if I got the same question three times, I knew I hadn't done my job well enough and I knew I had to answer it faster. And this is a question I've heard from theater students all over. What do I do now as a theater graduate, theater major graduate, after a pandemic when the industry is still shut down? And obviously, many of them are a bit despondent. Should I go into my father's real estate company? Should I go to graduate school? What the heck should I do? Now, look, I've actually never spoken at a graduation ceremony except my own high school ceremony, where I actually quoted Les Mis and also sang Memory. Yes, thank God there's no footage of that. But if you'll imagine that I'm in a cap and gown right now, I thought I'd deliver an e-version, a podcast version of what I'd say to any graduating theater makers in 2021. Ready? Here it is, my special podcast commencement speech just for you. Here it is. Ready? Congratulations. You made it. And that's pretty much it. In a speech shell, if you will. See, if you're a graduating theater maker right now, you survived the hardest period the entire theater industry has ever experienced. And I'd actually wager money, like the capitalization of Spider-Man type of money, that this is the hardest period the theater industry will ever, ever experience. And you made it. And if you got through this past year, and if you're still as passionate as ever to make theater, to act in theater, to produce theater, to market theater, direct theater, or whatever you want in the theater, then you're gonna be more than fine. Do not worry. Because what this business requires of you to be successful more than other businesses out there is very, very simple. Success in the theater demands relentless perseverance and commitment to your goals. It requires this, I don't care how many times people say no or how long I have to wait or what I have to sacrifice, I am going to make it attitude. And this past year has been the ultimate test to see if you have that gene. And if you're here, if you're listening to this, if you're writing your next play or your first play, if you're auditioning, if you're looking to move to New York, to Chicago, to LA, if you're taking classes in person or online, if you're taking any sorts of action towards your future post-pandemic, you will be successful because you made it. Congratulations. I don't know that I could have. I'm being totally honest with you. I don't know that I wouldn't have decided to go to law school by now. Heck, I thought about going to law school during the past 15 months myself. But you didn't. You are still here, still wanting to make theater. And you should be so proud. You should be smiling bigger than any generation of theater makers who have graduated before you. You did have it harder, and you made it, and you will make it. As long as you put that, I don't care how many times people say no, or how long I have to wait, or what I have to sacrifice, I am going to make it attitude to work, starting right now. To all you theater makers out there, I cannot wait to collaborate with every single one of you. We will see you on a stage real soon. Now, somebody cue memory, just for the love of all that's holy, not a version sung by me. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast.
Memory, all alone in the moon.
Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.